Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1662, slide. Visible translated text is as follows to him. I saw Dr. Dot Wren at one time give Annie Maud Carter a note, or rather he throw her one from the second floor, and she carried the same note that Dr. Dot Wren had thrown her, and she pitched the note into Conley through the door to his cell wing. Last night after I had gone to bed, comma Dr. Dot Wren came to my cell and called to me and got me to get out of bed and come out on the outside. He asked me what I was doing, and I told him nothing, and he told me that he had a little job for me to do, and that he wanted me to come to his house in the morning, and he gave me 20 cents car fare to come on. This morning, Dr. Dot Wren was at my house before 7 o'clock. He had a long white paper and wanted me to sign it. I cannot read or write, and I told him I wanted to wait and see what the paper was he wanted me to sign. He said it was a paper that I had carried notes from Conley to Annie Maud Carter. He said, well, you can't write, and I will write it for you. I told him not to do it, that I wouldn't authorize anyone to sign for me until I knew more about it. He gave me 20 cents so that I could go and get him, and I a drink of whiskey, and when I got it, he wouldn't drink, and he told me he didn't believe he would drink any, as he didn't want the boys where he worked to smell it on him, and he told me to drink both drinks for myself. I drank them both, and then he took me up with me the question of signing the paper, which I refused to sign as we came around the house. We met another man with some other men. He is a bailiff in the Thrower building. Mr. Dot Bass Rosser, the city detective, said he was a Mr. Gooding. He did not have anything to say to me, and I do not know what he knew what Dr. Dot Wren wanted with me. He told Mr. Dot Rosser, the detective, that the men with him were prisoners he had arrested. While I was still talking with Dr. Dot Wren, comma Detective Bass Rosser walked up and told me that Mr. Dot Dorsey, comma the Solicitor General, wanted to see me at his office, and I left and went with Detective Rosser to Mr. Dot Dorsey, quote, S office, where I am now, and make this affidavit. Ellen Sims, sworn for the state. I am acquainted with Annie Maud Carter. She is my cousin. She was at my home a few days after she got out of jail and talked to me about seeing Jim Conley. She was in jail. She said she had talked to Conley. I asked Annie Maud Carter whether or not she had got Conley to talk with her about the murder. She said he would not talk with her about that case, and all she could get him to say was that he had told the truth. When she,